All right, Marty Fittanti is with us. He is with InvestUP. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great, Jack. Thanks for asking.
Yes, thanks for spending some time with us. Obviously, we're here in Escanaba all talking about the decision by Bill Arud to not do the major investment into our mill here. So is this a surprise to you, Marty? I know you sometimes are involved in conversations that we are not privy to, you know, publicly.
Yeah, I would say it's disappointing, Jack. I know, you know, the project hadn't proceeded at the pace that I think gives maybe some indication of that. And I think Bill Arud did the best that they could to try to rescope it. And so as, you know, time continued, I think we got some sense that while they were working in good faith to figure out the path, market conditions were making it more difficult. So I think you look at kind of those tea leaves, what was happening with inflation and construction costs, it certainly made a difficult project more difficult.
The $200 million that the state of Michigan put up is quite rare for the Upper Peninsula, isn't it? And now I wonder what happens to that.
Yeah, so largest state investment ever made into a private sector development. And again, I don't think that it changes the effort that went into that, right? I don't think you can look at the end result now and the project not moving forward and say anything other than what a great effort it was by UP legislators and the governor and the MEDC to move that opportunity forward. So really significant investment. What comes of it now, Jack, is there was a termination of the grant agreement that was signed today. And so the $200 million will go back to the state's general fund for reallocation. And I've been talking to policymakers, in particular Representative Preston, to say, how do you keep that money in the Upper Peninsula and being used for Upper Peninsula purposes? And I think that becomes a conversation for policymakers right now to say, you know, this was intended for the UP. How might we continue to ensure that it works for the benefit of Upper Peninsula, particularly attraction projects?
My last question for you is, Marty, as you're an expert in economic development here in the UP, you know, how do we recover from this? Do you think Bill Arud made it clear they're not closing the mill or anything like that?
Right.
However, a lot of people had a lot of hope in this project because it would have been a long-term stability for the mill. So from an economic development point of view, that's my last question for you, Marty.
Thanks, Jack. I don't think anything's changed, right? I think, you know, as you saw in the release today, it's business as usual. They're making some significant investments into the mill yet. I think the message from my perspective, really, Jack, is, you know, the strength of what brought this state investment together was one that was really born in collaboration and partnership. And I think we need to continue that type of approach to say, how do we strengthen opportunity around not only this mill, but forest products in general and extraction even more broadly. So I think that's really the lesson to be learned, and where our focus organizationally is to say, let's continue that same approach that was so successful in landing this investment. Although it isn't as we envisioned, there's still opportunity in front of us, and let's try and seize what that next opportunity might be.
Marty Fittanti, the CEO at InvestUP, thank you, sir. And we'll hear now from State Representative Dave Preston. Thanks again, Marty.
You bet. Thank you, Jack.